Masechtas Kilayim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Haya Rosh Tar Chitin Nichnas B'Teich Shal Sarim. If the corner, Rosh Tar is the corner of a chitin of a wheat field, Nichnas B'Teich Shal Sarim, it comes right up against a barley field. Mutter, it's allowed to remain right up against each other, even though they're two different species. Mipneshu near Kasef Sadeu, because it looks like it's the end of his field, since it's the corner, a corner, a pointy corner edge of the wheat field, and it's not two smooth sides of the fields touching against each other, it's a corner against the side of the next field. So then it gives the appearance that the field stops there, and it's clear that they're divided, the two fields, and that's acceptable to have the wheat and the barley next to each other. The Mishnah now continues with an interesting halacha. If you have two different properties from two different owners, they're allowed to plant two species next to each other, because it's clear that the different properties divides it, that this is his and this is the other person's. So here, the borders is not exactly where the two species end. The Mishnah says, Shaloi chitin mishal chaveri min acher. If he has on his side of the border wheat, and on the other side of the border there's another species, let's say his neighbor's planting barley, so then mutter lismoich loy me'ese amin. He's allowed to plant the same min as his neighbor. His neighbor has, let's say, barley. So he's allowed to plant barley right up against his border, even though it's next to his neighbor's barley, even though it's next to his wheat, because it looks like his barley is a continuation of the barley planted by his neighbor, and his wheat is really, it looks like it's his side of the border, even though there's a strip of barley that belongs to the wheat owner, but since it looks like it's flushed together with the barley from the next door, it's acceptable. The Mishnah continues, Shalei chitim v'shal chaveri chitim. Let's say he has wheat planted on his side of the border, and his neighbor has also wheat planted on the other side of the border. Mutter lismech loy telam shal pishtun. He's allowed to put by his border at the end, the last row, a row of pishtun, of flax. V'loy telam shal min acher, but not any other species. He can put one row of flax. Why? They would plant flax, one row of it, just to test the ground to see that if it had enough nutrients to produce a proper flax crop. And this one row that he was planting, one row of flax is not very significant, and it wasn't meant to be harvested. It wasn't a significant amount that had value. And it was clear to everyone that he wasn't planting this row of pishtun to harvest the crop of pishtun, but just to test the soil to see if it's capable of producing pishtun. So that one row is allowed on the border of his field, according to the first opinion in this Mishnah. Reb Shimon says he disagrees, and he says, Echad zera pishtun ve'echad kolminim. Not only pishtun, which generally was planted in much greater quantity, and small amounts don't look like he's planting it actually to harvest, and whether it's other species, which sometimes are planted in smaller quantities, all of them, according to Reb Shimon, is problematic to plant this one row, because even pishtun, sometimes people just need a little bit amount of it, and even this one row is going to be looked at by other people as he's sustaining planting and sustaining climate, so it's a problematic, according to Reb Shimon. Reb Yasi says, Af b'amsa sadeu mutter luvdek b'talm shal pishtun. Even in the middle of his field, he's allowed to plant a row of pishtun to be baitik, to check to see if the ground is capable of producing good flax, and so Rabbi Yaisi is more makel, he's more lenient. He allows not only at the border, but even smack in the middle of one's field, one can plant a row of flax amongst other grain, because it's clear to everyone that he's doing it just to test the soil and not to actually produce the flax. Mishnah Ches. Ein semchen l'stei tvua chardel v'charia. You can't plant even one row, and even if it's just to test the field, a row of chardel of mustard or charia of saffron, even if it's just a test, and it's only one row. And this is because these things were often planted in smaller quantities, and they were valuable, and it wouldn't look like he's just testing. It would look like he's planting it to harvest it, and it would pose a problem of climb. Aval semchen l'stei yirakeis chardel v'charia, but he is allowed to put one row of mustard or saffron next to a field of yarakis, of vegetables, because these things were harmful for the vegetables. And therefore, it would be clear to everyone that he's not planting it there to actually sustain it and grow it to full maturity, rather just to test the ground if it's capable of producing these things, and he's going to uproot it so it shouldn't damage his vegetables before they grow to full maturity and harm the vegetables around it. Mishnah continues with a list of things that would act as barriers even within one's own property to plant two different species. The Mishnah says, "V'semich labor." He's allowed to plant up two species on either sides of bur, of empty, unplowed land that'll act as a barrier between his two different species. V'lanir, and also to plowed land. This is again empty land, but this is plowed land. V'lagafa, or to a stone wall, which will act as a barrier. V'laderech, or a road. The Rav says this is even a private road, derech shel yachid, that's 4 amos wide. That'll act as a barrier. V'la gadar gevaya asar tvachim, or a fence that's 10 tvachim tall. V'la charitz shu amek asar v'rachav arba, or a ditch that's 10 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim wide. It also needs to extend the length of 4 tvachim. V'la ilan shu mesach ala aretz. Another barrier is a tree that the branches hang down and cover over the ground and even reach down all the way down to the ground. So then what's being shaded underneath the tree is considered separate from what's beyond the branches. The branches are hanging all the way down to the ground, and they act as a barrier to what's growing on the other side of the tree. Ulasela gevoya asar v'rachav arba, and also a stone that's 10 tvachim tall and 4 tvachim wide. All these things will act as barriers that he can plant on either side, two different species within his own field, and it won't pose a problem of kilayim.